Chapter 8. But Jesus went on to the Mount of the Olives. And at dawn he came again to the temple, and all the people were coming unto him, and having sat down, he was teaching them. And the scribes and the Pharisees bring unto him a woman having been taken in adultery, and having set her in the midst. They say to him, Teacher, this woman was taken in the very crime, committing adultery. And in the law, Moses did command us that such be stoned. Now, therefore, what dost thou say? And this they said, trying him, that they might have to accuse him. And Jesus, having stooped down, with the finger he was writing on the ground. And when they continued asking him, having bent himself back, he said unto them, The sinless of you, let him first cast the stone at her. And again having stooped down, he was writing on the ground. And they having heard, and by the conscience being convicted, were going forth one by one, having begun from the elders, unto the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And Jesus having bent himself back, and having seen no one but the woman, said to her, Woman, where are those, thine accusers? Did no one pass sentence upon thee? And she said, No one, sir. And Jesus said to her, Neither do I pass sentence on thee, be going on, and no more sin. Again, therefore, Jesus spake to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who is following me shall not walk in the darkness, but he shall have the light of the life. The Pharisees, therefore, said to him, Thou of thyself dost testify, thy testimony is not true. Jesus answered, and said to them, And if I testify of myself, my testimony is true, because I have known whence I came, and whither I go, and ye have not known whence I come, or whither I go. Ye according to the flesh do judge, I do not judge anyone. And even if I do judge, my judgment is true, because I am not alone, but I, and the Father, who sent me. And also in your law it hath been written, that the testimony of two men are true. I am one, who is testifying of myself, and the Father, who sent me doth testify of me. They said, therefore, to him, Where is my Father? Jesus answered, Ye have neither known me, nor my Father. If me ye had known, my Father also ye had known. These sayings spake Jesus in the treasury, teaching in the temple, and no one seized him, because his hour had not yet come. Therefore said Jesus again to them, I go away, and ye will seek me, and in your sin ye shall die. Whither I go away, ye are not able to come. The Jews, therefore, said, Will he kill himself, because he saith, Whither I go away, ye are not able to come. And he said to them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said, therefore, to you, that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye may not believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. They said, therefore, to him, Now, who art thou? And Jesus said to them, Even what I did speak of to you at the beginning. Many things I have to speak concerning you, and to judge, but he, who sent me is true, and I, what things I heard from him, these I say to the world. They knew not that of the Father he spake to them. Jesus, therefore, said to them, When ye may lift up the Son of Man, then ye will know that I am he, and of myself I do nothing, but according as my Father did teach me, these things I speak. And he, who sent me is with me. The Father did not leave me alone, because I, the things pleasing to him, do always. As he is speaking these things, many believed in him. Jesus, therefore, said unto the Jews, who believed in him, If ye may remain in my word, truly my disciples ye are. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, Seed of Abraham we are, and to no one have we been servants at any time. How dost thou say, Ye shall become free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say to you, every one who is committing sin, is a servant of the sin. And the servant doth not remain in the house, to the age, the son doth remain, to the age. If then the son may make you free, in reality ye shall be free. I have known that ye are seed of Abraham, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I, that which I have seen with my Father do speak, and ye, therefore, that which ye have seen with your Father, ye do. They answered, and said to him, Our Father is Abraham. Jesus saith to them, If children of Abraham ye were, the works of Abraham ye were doing. And now, ye seek to kill me, a man, who hath spoken to you the truth I heard from God. This Abraham did not. Ye do the works of your Father. They said, Therefore, to him, we of whoredom have not been born. One Father we have, God. Jesus then said to them, If God were your Father, ye were loving me, for I came forth from God, and am come. For neither have I come of myself, but he sent me. Wherefore do ye not know my speech? Because ye are not able to hear my word. Ye are of a father, the devil, and the desires of your father ye will to do. He was a manslayer from the beginning, and in the truth he hath not stood, because there is no truth in him. When one may speak the falsehood, of his own he speaketh, because he is a liar, also his father. And because I say the truth, ye do not believe me. Who of you doth convict me of sin? And if I speak truth, wherefore do ye not believe me? He who is of God, the sayings of God he doth hear, because of this ye do not hear, because of God ye are not. The Jews, therefore, answered and said to him, Do we not say well, that thou art a Samaritan, and hast a demon? Jesus answered, I have not a demon, but I honor my Father, and ye dishonor me. And I do not seek my own glory, there is, who is seeking, and is judging. Verily, verily, I say to you, if any one may keep my word, death he may not see, to the age. The Jews, therefore, said to him, Now we have known that thou hast a demon, Abraham did die, and the prophets, and thou dost say, If any one may keep my word, he shall not taste of death, to the age. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets died, whom dost thou make thyself? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing, it is my Father, who is glorifying me, of whom ye say that he is your God. And ye have not known him, and I have known him, and if I say that I have not known him, I shall be like you, speaking falsely, but I have known him, and his word I keep. Abraham, your father, was glad that he might see my day, and he saw, and did rejoice. The Jews, therefore, said unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and Abraham hast thou seen? Jesus said to them, Verily, verily, I say to you, before Abraham is coming, I am. They took up, therefore, stones that they may cast at him, but Jesus hid himself, and went forth out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by.